Everybody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Good afternoon, Las Vegas. This is your boy Jeffrey with a G with another live edition of Vegas Nonstop. It is 2 o'clock on Monday, and that can only mean one thing. We're here and you're not. We have an unbelievable show for you today. Entertainer extraordinaire, Janine Valentine. Sports analyst extraordinaire, Mr. Amal Shah. And for the first time ever, we have magic for radio with Murray the Magician.
Oh, yeah.
As always, for the last 17.2 years, the master of mayhem, the wizard of whoopee, and the ambassador of fun, Jonathan J. Scott.
Thank you. That was really good.
Thank you.
That was, it wasn't you weren't yelling or anything. Hey, everybody.
No.
Yeah, Jonathan Scott here on everything.
Speaking of yelling.
Speaking of yelling. Welcome to Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio 928.
With Jonathan Scott, it's nonstop. With Jonathan Scott, it's nonstop.
Sweetheart, I already told you that's not going to work.
It is going to work.
No, that one was good.
That was a fun one.
That was a good one.
Peppy.
She knows what I mean.
Listen, it was Murray's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
So I wished him a happy Murray Day.
Yeah,
happy Murray Day.
Well, okay, we're going to keep going.
I'm just going to sing
Murray
the whole
day.
Hour.
What? It's Happy Murray Day. How many people can you name that were named Murray other outside of Murray Sawchuk?
Murray Janine. Head.
Who?
Murray Head?
No, I've got an obscure
Wait,
one.
What about Murray from Mary Tyler Moore?
Hi, Lou. But there's
know.
Only one other one that I could think of, which would be Murray Langston, and the unknown comic, but nobody would know because he's the unknown comic.
Wasn't there a Murray the dog in that the show with, what's his name? With Helen Hunt?
Yeah, I don't know. His name is
even
Murray?
More obscure.
Well, Helen Hunt had that big sitcom for 9 years. You know, Helen Hunt and Mad About You. That's right. The dog was named Murray.
Oh,
famous Murrays for 400,
that.
Alex.
Mainly dogs are nerds. That's
guys
kind of
named Murray.
Were you named after somebody, though?
No, I'm probably named after a dog. No. It's actually my mother's last name. It's her maiden name, Murray.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Scottish.
No. After Bill Murray.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a little bit about our guest. And also joining us, the Shah of sports, Amal Shah. Almost woken up. Doesn't look completely woken up. But how was everybody? First of all, how was everybody's Thanksgiving? Janine, how was yours?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you cook?
I outdid myself.
You didn't
yes,
do
and
the
I
microwave?
Did not. I did not use the microwave, yeah. So shut it.
Not even for Chet's nuts?
I didn't. What are they called?
What?
They're not chestnuts.
You know, the chestnuts.
Chestnuts roasting.
Sorry.
Yeah. No chestnuts. I didn't buy chestnuts. No.
Really?
I
won't tell Frankie,
then,
I promise.
And then Frankie Shinta comes into the show, and I go, what's wrong? He goes, diverticulitis. I go, it's because of all those freaking chestnuts.
He does.
Well, maybe he should have shared the chestnuts.
Because he goes to my doctor, Dr. Dubin, Dr.
Really
Stephen Dubin, whose birthday is also today.
Oh, happy birthday.
And Murray's birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was...
Rich Little's
Mayor
too.
Who?
Aw, happy birthday,
turns
Rich.
Yeah,
he
Rich is 80, yeah.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I think he's also at the Tropicana, isn't he?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you share the room at the Laugh Factory.
That's right.
With Harry Basil.
Yes.
Who occasionally drops his pants.
Exactly, what? If you're lucky.
How old is he?
Harry Basil?
I don't think I want to see that.
He's got chestnuts, too.
Yeah, I'm in a room full of chestnuts.
That they drag on the floor. Did Jeffrey, you bounce around with Chef Gino on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Gino and I were together. We did a little soiree over at the Loft 5 complex off of the 15. We had a bunch of people over there. It was really
nice.
Yeah,
sorry. I got the invite. Sorry I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Nothing. No invite, people.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew you'd be cooking all day, and I didn't want to interfere with your microwave chestnuts.
I cooked a turkey from scratch.
Yeah.
So it was delicious. Homemade stuff and everything.
So mom's visiting. Sandy from San Diego's here.
And Sandy!
Took mom to go see Janine and Frankie on Saturday.
With her awesome purple hair.
With her purple stripes in her hair to go see Shinta the Showman, and there were seven guys in the audience, and they were all named Gene, which I thought was hilarious. That was so
what
funny.
What are the odds?
I don't know. And they stopped us after the show and wished us a happy Hanukkah, because, of course, Frankie had to sing Hava Nagila to my mother.
Right.
And point out that there were Jews in the audience.
We embrace everybody.
Yes.
We want everyone to celebrate and feel like when you come to the Shinta show that this is, you know, part of your culture and your home as well.
And you guys do put it to a great show. I've seen you so many times, but it's always great. It's always, and you singing Nessun Dorma, singing opera, you're all over the place.
I love it.
You could do any genre.
You could probably do
that hippity hoppity stuff that the kids are listening to.
I'm learning to rap.
Are you?
Yes. Yeah. I want to do that.
The Janine Valentine rap.
Yeah, I'm going to rap.
Maybe by Valentine's. They could do a Valentine rap.
Oh, my gosh. I'll start working on that.
Okay, let's talk about our guest, Murray. Murray Sorochuk, born in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Jeffrey.
Hey.
Got another Canadian here.
You know, there's about 35 million of us out there, just for the record.
And that's all, though. Nothing less, nothing more.
He's a West Coast Canadian. I'm an East Coast Canadian.
And Murray asked me that, and I didn't know the difference.
That's like being from New York and L.A.
Yeah.
So you were from Montreal,
Montreal,
right?
Vancouver, correct.
I got that. I said Mount Royal. Because I call it
that's like saying Henderson to somebody in India.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Murray started in the business at age 5, and you could correct me at any point in this because it's usually wrong. At age 5, as a Ukrainian dancer?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then played
you
the accordion?
Yeah.
Ashkenazi Jew?
My last name.
Ashkenazi?
Yeah. A little bit.
I think so. Yeah. Sawchuk. I knew Sawchuk
Polish,
growing up.
Ukraine, all that stuff is all mixed
there
around.
There are a few Sawchuks in that Jewish Montreal group.
There are.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of them are in Winnipeg, in the middle of Canada.
And there's a few hockey players. Terry Sawchuk.
Yes. Goalie. Mm.
And then Murray played the accordion.
Yes, and then I wanted a girlfriend, so I quit.
Which kind of explains why I saw you at Judy Tenuta's award the other day.
Yeah, of course.
Accordion players must
accordion
stick
players
together.
Accordion players must stick together. There's only three of us in the States. So.
And then you became a world champion magician before the age of 19.
Yeah.
And, of course, now you can see Murray live at the Laugh Factory at the Tropicana Hotel Casino on Las Vegas Boulevard, or on various TV series such as Pawn Stars, which you're the resident magic expert.
Yeah, I've been on 10th season this year.
10th season. And appearances as a comic host with your signature wild spiky blonde hair and black Armani glasses.
Yes.
I have to do the check.
Yes.
They are Armani.
Exactly. Of course.
So I thought maybe by the time this was written, you've gone on
to
a different...
You
may have gone from the Armani glasses.
Chanel, but, yeah.
Gookie.
Yeah.
Gookie. Oh, geez.
Saturday,
that's
December.
Horrible.
Gookie. I know.
That's horrible. That just doesn't sound... Don't ever say that again.
Okay.
It doesn't sound good
Gucci,
at all.
Gookie. Do you like celebrity brands or signature brands, Janine?
Me?
Yeah.
If it's a gift, sure, but I'm not going to spend my money on that.
No. You don't have...
Why?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Like my money.
Chanel, I don't know. Saturday, December 22nd, 7 p.m., Murray's Magical Theater at the Starbright Theater. Benefit for Friends for Life, Humane Society, No Kill Animal Shelter. How many dogs? You had a bunch of dogs.
This is probably the, I think, seventh one now. All the money and the profits go to Friends for Life, who's a local rescue here, and for food, blankets, all that stuff. And it's a great show. We're going to have actually Arthur Duncan on the show this year, who was, anyone who remembers, was on the Lawrence Welk show for over 18 years. He was a tap dancer on that show. Phenomenal. Legend in the business. So.
Wait, what day was that?
December 22nd, Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
7 o'clock, yeah. 7
p.m. I'm
Arthur
out of
Duncan,
town,
Susanna,
but everybody else should go.
At the Starbright.
Jared and Roger on it, and Lefty.
Me. Murray, who's currently headlining at the Laugh Factory Tropicana Hotel Casino, really made his mark as a household name when he exploded into the entertainment scene after his successful run as a semifinalist on NBC TV's America's Got Talent. Good experience or bad experience?
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
22 million people see you. Can't be a bad thing.
Right.
Unless you're up to catch a predator.
And on that show, you produced a Ferrari from thin air, transforming a girl locked in a cage into a 450-pound tiger, and did the largest trick ever on AGT by vanishing an entire 1918 steam train locomotive in mere seconds.
Yes.
Okay, so that part's right.
Yeah, so far so good.
Can you make Jonathan disappear? I love him to death, but I'm just curious.
I was going to actually ask him if he could make me another
money.
Ferrari.
Murray's become one of the YouTube's newest sensations with first viral video hitting over 37 million views.
110 million.
Not, what?
110 million.
110 million.
That's amazing.
That same one video?
Mm-hmm.
What's special? I haven't seen. You know, I went to it and it was disconnected.
Nice. No, it shouldn't be. It's probably about 45 versions of it all over the world.
Oh, well, the one that's on your website, that link is broken.
Really?
Oh, no.
It's broken. Right. I'll have to check
probably
that.
Probably because there's so many people on it that it would.
That's what it is.
Shut
you never
it down.
Know.
Murray shut
broke
down the internet.
Internet.
You've been on over 20 reality shows from America's Got Talent, Pawn Stars, CW's Master of Illusion, Sci-Fi Channel's Wizard Wars, VH1's Celebra Cadabra. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. TLC's Four Houses. Stop me anywhere. What Not to Wear. Reels Extreme Escapes. Are you an escape artist as well? Would you
yeah,
call yourself
that.
An escape
artist? I did 18 episodes of that show. Yeah, it was good.
Pop TV's Don't Blink. Yeah. Master Chef, do you cook?
Barely.
Microwave.
Barely, yeah.
Microwave,
yeah.
A chef of the microwave.
Yes.
Not true.
Top Gear, Hallmark's Home and Family.
Uh-huh.
National Geographic's Brain Games.
Yep.
Were there topless African women?
Oh. No, just me.
Okay.
I have a nice tan, though, so it could have been.
Murray began dance lessons that included ballet, Russian swing, breakdancing, ballroom. All of that?
Mm-hmm.
Break out the cardboard. I want to see some breakdancing
you know,
right
my
now.
My father was actually a dance instructor at Arthur Murray.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you just making fun?
No, my dad was a ballroom dancer. No, he really was. Well, yeah, no, I made that up just to
be
funny.
I mean, I've seen you dance.
Arthur Murray. You have not seen me dance.
Okay.
No. I like tango. I think tango is the sexiest.
Oh, all right. Melissa, yeah, does she
know
that?
You know what you're doing when you tango, though. Like, if you don't, you look like an idiot.
You've got to take lessons.
Looks like you're having Tourette's. Yeah, if you don't know, honest to God, if you don't know what you're doing dancing tango, you know.
Yeah.
It looks like a bad car accident.
I think that's really the most romantic, sexy slow dance anyway, but it's not that slow.
Or a slow dance.
Slow dance.
Slow dance is romantic. Tango's not a slow dance.
It's not?
No.
I've never heard that one before.
What about the old-fashioned slow dance
That's
where the hand like grasps?
There's different kinds of tango. There's like Argentinian.
Yeah, there's a slow dance called the waltz. That's
yeah,
a slow dance.
Yeah,
that would be
slower.
A slow dance there, partner.
But, Murray enjoyed participating in soccer,
Arthur
baseball,
Murray, huh?
Snow skiing, and horseback riding. This is all off of your stuff.
Yeah.
Murray's parents, John and Arlene, presented Murray with a Siegfried and Roy magic kit when he was 7 years old, and his uncle and aunt Bill and Olga gave him a magic gift that changed his life. Well, it reads pretty funny, funnier than it.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a Hallmark card.
Aunt Bill? This is uncle and aunt Bill and Olga. Oh,
yeah, William.
I'm reading
William
it.
Would be his legal name, you know.
And your idols were Dean Martin, Johnny Carson, Lucille Ball, Danny Kaye, and Phyllis Diller?
Sure.
Did you get to meet any of them?
Yeah.
All
I
of
got
them?
To meet Lucille Ball. No, not Lucille Ball. Sorry, Phyllis Diller.
Yeah, me too. I had dinner with her twice.
Yeah.
She was a delightful
phenomenal
lady.
Phenomenal woman.
Yeah.
Legend.
And she was an artist also.
Oh, is
and
she?
And a phenomenal piano player.
I never heard her play the piano, but she gave me a set of greeting cards that she did.
Aww.
She
really,
yeah, she really did. I still have them. She was
sweet.
She was a wonderful lady.
Yeah.
As a teen, Murray had over 21 different jobs, from busboy to fixing bicycles and lifeguard at local pools. Can you still fix bicycles?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I just put one together recently, an electric bike. You guys ever try these electric bikes?
Yeah,
phenomenal.
I have.
Sounds pretty
they're
cool.
Like a fortune,
They could go as fast as 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, 30, 35, and they're like $2,600. They're like
but
a
you're not
really
pedaling?
Nice moped. Yeah, you can pedal if you want, but they're assisted. So if you want to pedal, you don't have to. But it's amazing. You can actually go like probably about 60, 70 miles on these things.
And you don't need
on
lights.
One charge?
Yeah, one charge. Yeah.
Are
That's
they legal
cool.
on the roads?
Yep. Sure, it's a bike.
It's a regular bicycle.
It's a bike.
Huh.
Yeah, they're way cool.
If you pedal, you're allowed on the road. If it's electric, get off the road.
Yeah, exactly.
You're hilarious. What's your name?
Gigi.
Jeffrey with a G line one. Go ahead.
You're embracing
Murray
it.
Murray continued to entertain people by dancing, playing the accordion, and saxophone?
Yep.
You still keep playing all those?
Yeah. No, I don't play them anymore.
Oh, you don't play the saxophone anymore?
I don't play them.
You know,
anymore.
My son plays the saxophone. He said that that's a good way to get the chicks. He's constantly going and warming up his lips.
Yeah. Does he ever put the instrument to them?
Yes.
Because that's not going to work with the chicks.
I know. At least it's not the accordion, though. At least you have the sons.
At least he's got a start.
Sure.
Could have been the bagpipes. I mean,
bagpipes.
It's on the embouchure, right?
Yeah.
So you blow for a living. That's great.
Yes, that's how I got
the
gig.
He said the bagpipes.
Well, a lot of people here in Las Vegas blow for a living.
I think I got the gig.
And here, Murray continued his studies and received a degree, I found this interesting, in broadcast communications and journalism.
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, Smarty I wanted to make a real living, so I went and did magic.
Did you set out to be a broadcaster?
Yeah, I have a degree in it. I did CKNW over in Vancouver, which is British Columbia, Canada. But I didn't want to go to a small town and make $150 a month to learn my chops, because I was always doing magic. I did magic for already, at that point, 7-9 years. I was making more than most people a month, so I didn't want to quit all that and then go up to a small town to try to be the guy, to learn to be the big guy in a big radio station. You can't bump right into a big one unless your father owns it, you know. And so...
You definitely have the voice.
So,
you have the voice for
so
it, for
I
sure.
Went,
he does, yeah.
So, no, I did it for a lot of volunteer stuff, and I thought, no, I'm going to stick with the magic because I'm already making real money. And so I hung it on the wall. But now I host a lot of reality shows and stuff, so... That's good. Yeah. But I've lived in one of these
only locally years. Or nationally as well?
Nationally and all sorts of stuff, yeah.
Cool.
So it's good.
When Murray was a young man, he met Marvin and Carol Roy, a.k.a. Mr. Electric.
Yeah, legendary act.
I have to hear about Mr. Electric.
Yeah, one of the top acts in the world from 1950s, actually late 1940s.
What was the act?
The 1990s, and he lit light bulbs in the palms of his hand. He was actually the Liberace's opening act for over 5 years. He played every arena in the States and Europe. And,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So. I watched a movie last night with Bill Murray called Larger Than Life, where his father dies and he leaves him an elephant. And he's got to see the movie.
What? No, that's like Mr. Popper's Penguins. His father dies and he leaves him penguins. Yeah. I did not know that. That's Jim Carrey. Never mind. Go ahead.
Wow. Good movie. At least they were dressed.
Very funny. His father was a clown, and he left him this elephant. And the amazing part of watching the movie is all the tricks that the elephant does. It's like how they get the elephant to do all this stuff. Anyway, Murray's won over 32 awards for his performances nationally and internationally, and received the title of world champion. That doesn't say for world champion of what, but world champion.
Yep.
Recently, Murray was honored with 4 awards, Hollywood Fame Award for contribution to magic on TV, L.A. Comedy Award for best comedy show, top 100 businessmen of Nevada, 100 most distinguished men of Nevada. And yesterday, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman proclaimed it Murray Sawchuk Day. How cool is that?
Yep. Look at that.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
That's who's on our show today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you get a key to the city?
No, I got a, I got nothing, actually.
You got a proclamation.
I got a proclamation. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Do you have a star yet on the Walk of Las Vegas?
I can't afford
Viva
that yet.
Las Vegas.
That's next. The Walk of Sin.
Yeah, I got enough of those awards, so we're good.
Anyway, that's us on the show today. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about NFL. Stay where you are.
Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with 3 sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, 1 block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM with Jeffrey with a G. Line 1, go ahead. And Janine Valentine, JV with no BS.
Yes, it's JS with the BS. We got Vegas Nonstop with Jonathan Scott. Vegas Nonstop with GG and Jonathan Scott.
And Amal Shah, the Shah of sports. And also in studio, magician Murray Sawchuk.
You guys missed it. You missed all the cool stuff. He made Jonathan disappear, and then he gave me $1 million. Like it appeared, and like it's going to be a really merry Christmas.
And then we tangoed.
We did the tango waltz. It was hot.
Slowly tangoed.
The Argentinian slow tango.
What we're doing today is actually a little groundbreaking because we're doing magic for radio.
Magic on radio.
Wait, if Murray's ready,
do you need some prep?
Well, I know everyone who's listening, grab a pen and a paper, and then you'll be ready.
So we'll get you ready for the next segment.
Grab that paper and pen.
Okay, all right, we're not going to do it yet.
Well, just so people at home can be ready.
We want to get them ready. You know, we don't want to surprise them with any pen and paper stuff.
Exactly. No.
For those kids at home.
If you're driving,
please
pull over.
Yes, please pull over.
If you're driving.
Well, this is Vegas. You can wait till you get to a light, and it'll take about 7 minutes.
That's a very good point.
Lift that microphone up a little bit. So, Jeffrey and I were talking about NFL a little bit on the way here, and he still feels that NFL sucks, and I'm fine with that. I think the refs' calls could go either way, good, bad, and indifferent.
I'm not even talking about the officiating. I'm just saying the product that is on the field, the play calling.
I
wouldn't touch that if I were you. I'm just saying the play calling, the coaching, the decision making, the clock management is all terrible.
What games?
You're the
in
New York Giants.
Okay.
You're on the road. You're playing your division rival. You've actually got what? Two straight wins under your belt for the first time all season. There's a little bit of hope. You score the first touchdown of the game and opt to go for two.
Terrible, terrible decision.
I don't understand these guys that are all going for two now. It makes zero sense.
That was a ridiculous decision. Here's the thing. You got to take as many points as possible when
Thank
you have
you.
The opportunity. You know, the funny thing is, had they taken the extra point,
it would have changed.
I would change the dynamic
Correct.
Of the game, and it actually would have saved them from basically giving the Eagles three additional points. They missed one. Eagles went for two twice. Now, it's not to suggest or imply that the Eagles would not have, because Peterson does take that risk. But the reality is, it could have been a situation where they just kicked the extra point.
Like you're supposed to.
Absolutely.
Why do you think that coaches are suddenly pulling this two-point conversion garbage when it's unnecessary?
It's an analytics decision, because if you're converting it, I think the conversion rate right now is 48.2. So
on two-point conversions.
So they feel like.
And I'm sorry, what is it on 1 point? Granted, it's not as high as it used to be.
93-94%.
Is that all?
So here's the thing, though. If you make it, it puts the other team, the opponent, in a precarious position. And I think that's why you're seeing so many more coaches do that. But I'm with you. At the end of the day, I think it's a bad decision. Look, don't even get me started on this. Most of these coaches couldn't add 2 + 2.
Thank you.
The reality of it is they're dumber than dirt. It's amazing when you have somebody running an organization that spends so much time figuring out the X's and O's but doesn't understand the basic mathematics of winning.
Or clock management, or understanding how many timeouts they have.
I'm telling you right now, I'm actually going to contact John Lynch. He needs me to be the game clock manager for the 49ers next year. You think I'm joking? I'm being serious. I have a list of complaints how Kyle Shanahan has screwed up the clock.
Excuse me, how about that Denver-Pittsburgh game last night? What was Tomlin thinking? You have first and goal on the 2, you're down by 7. The plays, he fades one to the corner that wasn't even close. He tries to run Connor to the left, goes nowhere against that great front of Denver. And then now Big Ben's what, shooting free throws?
Yeah, that was just an errant throw by Roethlisberger. He made a poor throw. That's the only thing.
Whole series of calls with the game on the line on the road. Well, you have a five-game winning streak.
Yeah, I don't second-guess the play calling as much of coaches, because there's so much more information that they have that we're not privy to. But the reality of it is, there are so many times when you look at it, the decisions that are made are just absolutely mind-boggling.
At the very basic of that series, you have Big Ben. Even if you run him up the middle 3 times, you're going to get in. More than likely.
Probably, yeah. I don't disagree with you. But to me, sometimes these guys make some decisions that are really head-scratching.
It's terrible. And so for that reason, it's very hard to sit there and watch a game in its entirety, especially for guys like you and I that try to handicap and actually try to bet on these games and make money. With that kind of scoring, lack of play calling kind of thing, it makes it very difficult to have any sort of idea which way we're going in that handicapping sense.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. The biggest issue is, to me, is every time you watch a pass play in the NFL, you're waiting for a flag to be thrown. Like,
every time.
I look around, I'm like, oh, is there going to be a flag on an incompletion? It's unbelievable.
I totally agree.
Well, do you want to move on to tonight's game? We've got the Texans, the Titans at the Texans. I think the last time I checked, it was -4, and the over and under was 41.5. Janine,
yeah.
What do you think?
Who?
I know you're wearing your Buffalo Bills shirt.
Oh, come on. I'm proud of myself. The Sabres won. The Bills won. I'm a happy
Sabres
person.
Sabres have won 9 straight.
Yeah, I know. We're actually, like, leading the division, aren't
and
we?
And Frankie and I both picked the Bills here last week against the Jaguars.
I did, too.
I think you did.
I know I did.
I'm pretty sure you did.
And I picked the Saints, and they won, too.
They did.
However, what the hell happened with Green Bay? That was a disgusting display of lack of everything.
Janine was texting me during the game.
It was horrible.
Yeah. I know.
Why?
His name is Mike McCarthy.
Oh.
They should fire him now. And maybe Rodgers can salvage his career. Listen, that's what we're just talking about.
I feel bad for him. I really do.
It's terrible.
Rodgers, I do.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I think he just...
How many field goals did they miss last night? I mean,
I could not keep watching
the game with the sloppiness, the penalties, the offsides, the flags, the missed field goals, the missed extra points, the terrible play calling, the clock management. I mean, the two-point conversions, it goes on and on. There's a litany of items.
A lot of penalties.
A litany.
Yes.
Yeah. Litany. Good for you.
Thank you.
Instead of a plethora.
I graduated.
He graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plethora. Time to drink.
My new word of the week is ignoramus.
Isn't it ignoramus? Potato, potato. Never mind.
I don't know. Last week it was imbecile. Instead of calling people idiots, I was calling them imbeciles. This week, ignoramus, because I think ignoramus comes from like the Stone Age.
And so do you.
Here's what's funny.
Thank you. I told you, I know I'm getting older when my mother gave me an ARP card.
Here's what's interesting is that because the Steelers lost last night, this is a huge game for Houston to take over the second seed, or tied with New England for the second seed, right? In the AFC. I mean, that's how big that game was last night.
J.J. Watt's healthy, right?
Pittsburgh wins the game. They're going to be the 2 seed, and then New England and Houston potentially will be fighting out for the 3 seed. And this all has to do with home field advantage, how you seed in the playoffs. That was a big loss last night. Houston, now winners of what, 7 in a row coming into tonight?
Mm-hmm.
They have every reason to go out there and take it to Tennessee tonight.
Houston is 7-3, and Titans are 5-5.
Right. Houston lost the first 3 games of the year, and they've reeled off 7 straight. This is a huge game, not only, you know. It gets me so angry just trying to think that you allowed your team an opportunity to win a huge game on the road and hold on to that number 2 seed, and you just gave it away because now you think your quarterback is shooting free throws.
Who you like tonight? You like the Texans?
I do like Houston. I don't like the number very much.
-4.
We always talk about you don't bet the team, you're betting the number.
Right.
4, 4.5, whatever it may be. They should cover it. I'd like to see what Deshaun Watson does tonight, and that team is obviously playing very well. Amal, what's your take on tonight's game?
I'm with you. I think this is a tough number either way. To me, I would probably take the 4 before laying it, but I stayed off this game.
Okay.
Now, and Tennessee's not coming into this game playing exceptionally well either. I mean, this is actually a revenge game for Houston if you think about it.
Right. That was a game where Deshaun Watson late in the game held the ball for about 17 seconds and they completed the pass but weren't able to get the field goal unit out there.
And they lost by a field goal.
But you know what? Houston's been on fire. They've won so many games. I think they've won 7 in a row. I just don't think they're quite as good as everyone else thinks they are. If you look at their schedule, they've played really a weaker schedule to get there. I think Tennessee has been a better team than people realize, even though they're sitting at 5-5.
That's interesting. And typically, they have a pretty solid defense.
That's exactly. That's the biggest thing.
And Vrabel's going to have his team ready to go tonight.
No question.
Couple of quick announcements. If you're driving around and you're a little bit hungry, we're going to be at Amore Taste of Chicago right after the show. Join us for our pizza and podcast. We've been hanging out at Rock and Riley's for the pregame show for the Golden Knights, having a lot of fun there. And if you're going to the Knights game, all season long, you can go over to Sapphire. And Sapphire has a new watch party and park and ride promotion where you can leave your car at Sapphire, go in, have a complimentary cocktail, maybe a lap dance, go to the Golden Knights game, and then jump on the shuttle, come back, have another complimentary cocktail, and maybe another complimentary.
Do you think they have like Cyber Monday lap dance specials?
You can do the tango, I Absolutely. Think. They're introducing the tango at Sapphire this week. And Thursday night, Lon Bronson Band is over at the Smith Center doing the music of David Bowie.
Oh, ooh. That's right. It's
going to be fun.
That's going to be super fun.
Super fun. And also another great show. And Human Nature started their holiday show. That's
over. Oh, yay. And you know what? You know who else has some holiday cheer that they're bringing to the stage?
Clint Holmes is doing Homes for the Holidays. Janine Valentine?
Yes.
What are you
Do
doing?
You know her? She's a little crazy.
Know her. Know her.
Yes, the Second Frankie Shinto the Showman show. Yes, we are doing. We're
December 1st and 2nd.
Yeah,
right?
December 1st and 2nd at 3 o'clock at the South Point. We're adding some you know Christmas music
cheer.
And it, yeah, so it's super fun. Getting the holiday spirit. I absolutely love it. So Christmas is what like 30 days away or something.
It's coming close.
Oh
coming
my God.
Close. This is Cyber Monday.
It is Cyber Monday.
So.
Hopefully everybody went out there for a Small Business Saturday.
I did
support our local community.
I was with you at the South Point seeing these.
Yes,
Showman.
You were.
Shinto the Showman and seven guys named Gene. We're going to take another short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Like us and share us. Stay right where you are.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio. The Blue Monday. I'm playing
sounded,
like a little Blue Monday.
It sounded a little bit like porn music.
Yeah. Not that I know. but
that would be Chicka Chicka Bow Bow.
Oh, now all the guys are like, well, let me tell you something about porn. All right, go for it.
I don't think Jimmy Page would appreciate that.
Is that Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin, porn, it's the same.
Nothing wrong with a little
with
Led
Gigi.
Zeppelin on a Monday.
Hey.
It almost sounded like Janis Joplin coming out. Anyway, we're back.
We're back. Oh, do we have our pens and our papers? Because we're going to do some math.
Joining us in studio, celebrity magician, Marie Sawchuk.
Oh, boy. So you guys want to learn a trick, all right?
You want to do
a trick?
Magic for the radio. Is that what you call it, Jeffrey?
That audience. Yeah.
Magic for radio.
Magic for radio.
Guys, first of all, in the studio, I'm doing this here in the studio with everyone here, but you guys are going to do it at home. So get a piece of paper and a pen or a calculator or bring up the calculator on on your cell phone because it'll actually work better and quicker. So now 50% of you are going to get it wrong. 50% will get it right because you just added it wrong. All right. So,
well, at least half the audience is going to enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So so in the studio, I've got a prediction here. Everyone can see it here. It's folded. Okay. No one's going to see it. All right. So you're...
Amala, are you going to play?
You're going to flip it over in a minute, but you're the... Okay.
I've already checked the sleeves, nothing up there.
All right, so I want you guys to pick a three-digit number, all right? But the three digits has to be different. So it can't be 222, right? 222. Okay. It has to be every, you know,
three individual separate numbers.
Yeah, but it has to be a three-digit number. So 123, 375, whatever you guys want.
And we're writing it down?
Write down, yeah, write down. Okay. You got it?
Got it.
Okay, now reverse the number. So if it's 123, reverse it so it's 321.
You already lost.
Janine's out.
Yeah. No,
you lost her at reverse.
To reverse it. So now you have a new number.
She can only drive the car forward.
Watch it.
Stay focused, guys. Trust me, somebody will not get this right. It's guaranteed.
Backwards is sucking.
So now you have two numbers, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so now one of the numbers is larger than the other.
Yes.
Okay, so now I want you to minus a smaller number away from the larger.
God, I told you no
That's
math.
The new math.
You're not going to have
That's
a negative number.
Math.
You just find the smaller one minus away from the larger.
Okay.
And you'll have a total. Get that total once you have that.
Ooh.
You have a total?
Yes.
Great. Now, what I want you to do is to, that total that you have, reverse that total.
Okay.
What do you mean reverse it?
Reverse the total. Now.
Ask Janine.
He was the one that didn't do... You are on thin ice, JS, with your BS.
Just thin reverse ice. The total.
Hockey.
Reverse the total, yeah. Okay, now you have those two numbers. Add those two numbers
together.
Add
them together. Okay.
Add those two numbers together. Yep. The total and the reverse total. Add those two numbers together. You should have a four-digit number.
Okay.
Everyone got one?
Yes.
A four-digit number.
Yes.
Amal, you're not playing?
I got it.
You're doing the... Oh,
he's
doing
he's smart.
Head.
He's smart. Whatever. You can see it. He's smart. All right, guys. So you guys all have a total. Should be a four-digit number?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. So I have a prediction written here in the studio. Everyone at home should have a four-digit number. So I don't know what you guys have chosen, what numbers you've written. There's so many different...
Limitless.
You know, infinitive. Yeah, it is, pretty much. So I want you to flip that over. Here, you can... Yeah, whoever wants to do it. And then read out the actual total. Everyone should have the same total number.
1,089, right?
What? Mm-hmm.
1089.
1089. Oh my God!
There you go.
He was.
Everyone in the studio, right? You got it right? Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah. I ended up with 1818.
There's always one person gets
it
wrong.
That's because you don't know how to reverse a flipping number.
So that would be 33%.
Yeah. So if you guys want to learn how to do this at home, and if you got it wrong, go redo it because it'll turn out to 1089.
What number did you start with, Jonathan?
369. What'd you start with?
What was yours? 647.
Okay, I started with 546. 541.
I subtracted it. I got 99.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
In the mic, dude.
99. Yeah. Sorry.
He forgets we're on radio.
So much for magic for radio.
Magic for radio.
That's awesome.
You add them together, you get 18,
segment.
No?
No.
So
you say okay, no together? Math for Gigi. So ladies, example, he is single.
And he's good with numbers.
Whatever, right? I had 401, then it was 104.
So hold on, what would you do here with the 99? I subtracted
probably
99. Now what do I do?
hold on.
You know what?
You
my son's in seventh grade.
Learned,
he's going to help you with your math skills.
I learned magic by Braille. So for me, this is a little different.
All right, Helen Keller.
Maybe we should go back to sports. So let's talk about our Golden Knights.
Okay, go
we
ahead.
We swept, right? We had a shutout.
We did.
That's
and I think
amazing.
You're supposed to get Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah.
I think,
my mom loves donuts.
But don't you have to have a ticket stub, or is it just for any person?
I think you have to have a ticket stub like you went to the game.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Yeah.
One of these days. No, I've been invited by many, but nobody has actually come through.
Oh. Well, maybe we know somebody that will.
And here we have Murray and Gigi trying very, very hard
like
to work out their
Gigi.
Numbers.
My parents had a poodle named Gigi.
Good baby.
Little baby.
Oh, did that scratch me on your ear? You like that?
Janine. Janine.
Oh.
You want to talk about your record release?
I stand corrected. Mine worked.
Yes. He just missed a step. That's all.
I know he missed a step. You know what? This is important, and this is not like the new math. This is not Common Core. This is old school math.
Do they
so
teach
get it
kids?
Together.
I like when the veins start popping out of her neck and her eyes bulge.
You know how passionate I am.
He's Sicilian.
Learn your math, I said.
How do you think my kids feel when they're? Did you do your homework? Do your homework.
Oh my God, those poor children.
Yeah.
Do you throw chestnuts at them when they're bad?
Yeah.
From the microwave.
Handle chestnuts.
Hot from the microwave. Bing. Gotcha.
You know, the only thing I put in the microwave is my tea.
Your you tea. Never reheat Chinese food in the microwave?
Or that, maybe.
How about popcorn?
No, I make my popcorn on the stove like a normal person with oil.
Abby normal?
It's so amazing.
Is that Jiffy Pop?
So, anyway, no, it's not Jiffy Pop.
Talk about your song.
So my song, it's called The Will to Give, and it's my
not
first...
Not The Will to Live.
The Will to Give. And in the spirit of, you know, Thanksgiving and the holiday brightness and cheeriness that we all love to bring to each other. It's a song that I, myself and Sarah Thiel, we wrote for our children, and it's going to be released on Friday, November 30th, and you can buy that on iTunes. It's $1.29. So if you want to help me send my kids to college, I would so appreciate it.
Yeah, how does that go? Yeah, give us a little of it. Sing it acapulco.
Really?
Just do an acapulco.
I have the will to love with a peaceful heart, the will to give myself with kindness and with trust, and when I lay my head down to rest, I want to know I gave my best.
I love that. That's great.
Yay!
That.
That's so good.
Do the kids
so
like
talented.
It?
Please. They're so over mommy singing.
Yeah.
They,
really?
They still don't realize that. I'm like, you know, that's how you get Christmas and, you know, food and clothes.
Shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
So they just go to iTunes and put your name in, Janine, J-A-N-I-E-N, Valentine.
That's right.
Yeah. You have to learn how to spell Janine.
And you can also, I have a new Facebook Janine. Page, which is so beautiful. I have my girlfriend, Brianne, who's working on that. Thanks, girly. She's doing my social media because I just...
Can't.
It's just, I don't want to.
It's laborious.
It is laborious.
Murray's great at it.
He's literally magic at it.
He's tweeting and doing things
right now. Oh, he's doing right now. I know. Yeah. He tweeted me. I was right here. I didn't even barely felt it.
Barely felt it.
Story of my life. Back to the accordion, people. Back to the accordion.
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Judy Tenuta. You know, we were at this Judy Tenuta thing, and I knew Judy from Chicago, and she didn't want to talk about it, but one time I got into a taxi cab before Lyft and Uber, and I had her uncle was a taxi cab driver, and he was singing opera. Judy Tenuta's
really?
Uncle.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah, for real, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, her uncle was a cab driver in Chicago, and she used to go out with a comedian named Emo Phillips.
Uh-huh.
And Emo Phillips was like the driest comedian, almost like Stephen Wright, who's going to be here on Friday.
Oh, sweet.
So Judy.
Stephen Wright?
Stephen Wright's great.
Yeah, he's going to be at Treasure Island this Friday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The Stephen Wright.
The Stephen Wright. Really? My favorite Stephen Wright joke is that he said he got pulled over by a cop for going 75 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone. And he said to the cop he wasn't planning on staying out that long. It's ethereal humor. You have to think about it a little bit. So speaking of
delivery.
iTunes, we're on iTunes at Vegas Nonstop's on iTunes. We're on Alexa. We're on Spotify. And we're on Google Play.
I can't imagine. Hey, Alexa, play JS's BS.
Yes. Hey, Alexa. But you have to enable it, which is... Vegas Nonstop on Alexa, and then you can get this show.
I think they want to hear us again and again.
Well, sometimes, you know, they'll listen for 5 minutes, and people don't have time to sit and listen to a show for an hour. And they'll want to listen to it in the car or on their spacecraft.
On their spacecraft.
That's what I always say,
their spacecraft. Because we're out in Mars.
Can we start talking about a little bit of NFL? Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. Do you want to talk about Thursday night Saints against the Cowboys?
No more Judy Tenuta?
I love Judy Tenuta. I love Judy! She's one of the great stand-up comics.
Mm-hmm.
Also, George Wallace is... George Wallace sent me a text over the weekend that he was in Wakanda. Wakanda forever.
Wow.
It's like, really? Hey, he meant Atlanta. But he calls it Wakanda.
You texted me that the other night. I'm like, what am I looking at? Wakanda?
I know. Yeah. George texted
I didn't know how to respond to that.
Wakanda forever. He meant Atlanta. He did.
I was like, is that a real place? I have no idea.
Wakanda sounds just like Atlanta.
No, it's not. It's not a real place. Okay. Cowboys are playing the Saints in Dallas. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead.
Listen, I've been saying this for a couple weeks now. To me, the Saints are hands down the best team in football right now, including Kansas City or the Rams. I just don't like, I hate this number. I don't like laying 7.5 points on the road. You know, Dallas can be a tough place to play for some opposing teams. I don't think it's going to be intimidating for Dallas, for the Saints at all, given that they also play in the Dome. And I don't know. I can't stand in front of this train right now, so I'd have to take the Saints here, maybe buy it down to 7 if I could.
Amal lived in Dallas.
He did for quite some time. Well, he knows the city very well.
Covered the Cowboys for 10 years. You know, for me, this is a tough spot to take the Saints being on the road. Both teams coming off a Thursday game, which so the rest won't be a factor. But the reality is, when you're on the road in the NFL, you're laying more than a touchdown. It's going to be a losing proposition if you're laying points in this spot. You look at that Patriots game yesterday, very fortunate for them to be able to get that cover. They
stopped the line went down to, what, 13, 13 and a half, depending where you got it?
Yeah, it actually went up. It was actually lower than that when it opened during the week. But in this particular matchup, Dallas defensively, I think, is a much better team than people realize. The big question mark is what Dak Prescott does. The running game for the Cowboys is outstanding, but the Saints have the number one rush defense right now in the league, so that'll be a different challenge here for the Cowboys.
Has the addition, I've sort of seen the addition of Amari Cooper sort of put some sparks, some energy into what was previously a completely dead offense.
I would agree with you, but I think there's a bit of an overreaction from what happened on Thursday. I thought there was some bad plays by the Redskins, more so
than... No, they would never play bad.
Then more so than great plays by Dallas.
Agreed, but it just seems like Cooper's presence in the locker room on the field has sort of given them that little bit of a swagger that they had when Dez was on the field with them.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I think that's a fair statement, especially with the win that they had the other day. But we'll see if they can continue that trend.
Again, I just think the Saints are too good right now. I would not step in front of that train.
Home dogs. Cowboys are home dogs.
Home dogs.
We're going to take another quick commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio. Come back with three-team parlay picks from Jeffrey with a G, Amal, and maybe even from Murray. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Vegas nonstop. That was called a miscue. more Zeppelin, more Fred Zeppelin.
This is stop.
Go.
This is go.
This is go. Stop means go. You can't add or subtract, so I don't know why, you know, all of a sudden
very
you
good
couldn't
point.
Get 108.9.
And I had a very easy number with 99.
Yeah.
Well, 99.
No, you weren't supposed to use
He said pick a three-digit.
No.
Okay, relax.
In studio, Murray, the celebrity magician, appearing in the Tropicana Hotel at the Laugh Factory and has an event on Saturday the 22nd. Am I getting that right?
That's right.
Yes. December 22nd.
Yes. Yeah. Murray's Magical Theater at the Starbright Theater benefiting Friends for Life, Humane Society, the No-Kill Animal Shelter, because he's got a lot of dogs and loves animals.
Yes.
Jenny, you've got a dog. You've got your support dog that we wouldn't let you in the studio.
My emotional support dog when the Bills lost so painfully.
Yes.
I rescued her. You got to do it. They're loving little creatures.
So, again, a reminder to join us at Amore Taste of Chicago right after the show for pizza and podcast where we eat.
Well, I watch you eat,
you watch
basically.
Me. You like the meatballs?
I like the balls.
Speaking of balls. And while we're talking balls, how's your boss?
Not touching that one.
Don't touch your balls.
Baseball.
Balls. Balls
Come
to the
now.
Queen if she had two kids.
You know, we didn't pucks, talk too.
We didn't talk about Tiger and Phil at all on Saturday.
Mercifully,
there's nothing to talk about. Yeah,
exactly. Well,
the fact that it took 22 holes for them to decide a winner was painful enough.
Murray, do you play any or watch any sports at all?
Not really. I don't, you know, Frisbee, is that a sport?
Frisbee. No. Yeah.
Well, you know, have you seen the Frisbee golf?
People yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
They do that off of Craig Road. I've seen that.
They have it's ever all over in California,
Jonathan,
too.
Jonathan, yeah. I'm just curious. What are you doing off Craig Road watching Frisbee golf?
Oh, <geez. laughs>
When I first moved here, I lived on Anna
Very
Durango.
Lonely. I'm watching Frisbee golf.
With
on
the porn
Craig
music
Road.
Playing. Yes. Yeah.
Chicka, chicka, bow, bow.
Doing his tango.
Doing my the Argentinian tango, but slowly. Slowly. That's called a running gag.
Waltzing away.
Or a herald for those of you at home. For those of you keeping score at home. Do you want to pick a three-team parlay for anybody? Or everybody?
Sure.
Or anybody?
Sure.
Jeffrey with the G line one, go ahead.
Well, we have a couple of games that don't even have lines just because of pending injuries. They don't know who's playing, but I'm going to take the Ravens on the road. I like Lamar Jackson, the way he showed up yesterday, and I think Atlanta has just a lost cause at this point, given that they're playing indoors.
It's called Wakanda now.
Yeah, they're playing the Wakandan Falcons. And so I'm going to take Baltimore on the road, -2.5.
Yes.
I'm going to take the Vikings against my Patriots, +5.5.
Really?
That's going to be an outdoor game in Foxborough on Sunday. It's going to be a great game.
I love when you bet against the Patriots.
Yeah, I hope they lose.
It doesn't matter what side I take because I'm always wrong with New
you
England.
You are. Yeah. Well, it happens to me with the Bears, but I did cover on Sunday yesterday.
And then I'm going to take over in the Packers game against Arizona. I'm going to assume that the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, they're going to have no problem dropping 40 themselves on Arizona, just like San Diego did just yesterday.
The frozen tundra.
I'm with Jeffrey on that Minnesota game. When I look at this particular matchup, I think the Vikings defensively would present some problems for New England. Listen, here's the reality. Brady is starting to look a little bit like 41.
Yep.
I mean, as great as he's been, Father Time is undefeated.
Amal, do you have a three pick?
I'll tell you what, the way I've been picking the last 2 weeks, I think you'd want to go opposite of whatever I say.
Hold on, let me write this down.
Yeah, we're going opposite.
Yeah, no, but I think Minnesota, like I said, is an underdog.
Patriots are a lock.
You know what surprises me is the fact that the Houston Texans are a 4-point favorite. Well, we'll see what happens.
On the road.
No, they're at home. They're at home.
So what happens tonight?
I thought it might be a little
against
bit
Baker.
Yeah, against Baker. But
how about the Cleveland Browns winning their first road game since 2015?
What the heck? Who would have figured that one out?
Baker Mayfield, 5 touchdowns yesterday?
What has Brown done for you?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Listen, man, they got 4 wins. Congratulations. They're doing something right this year.
I don't know what.
But no, I'm with you. I think it's a tougher board. I'm looking at there's five games that are close to double digits, 3 of them actually being double digits or more. So
4 of them.
You the Chiefs against
well,
the Raiders.
There's 2 9.5s and 3 double-digit ones.
Chiefs are -15
on the road.
15!
Take the Raiders.
2 touchdowns and something else.
I'll tell you what, this Raiders team finds a way to lose.
I like
they
taking the Raiders on 15.
The first quarter. They're bad.
Yeah, they are.
And an over and under 55.5.
Well, I mean, Kansas City could score that themselves against that Oakland defense.
Yeah, exactly.
So you like the over?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Kansas City can't stop anyone anyway.
That's a 1 o'clock game on Sunday on CBS. Wow. So, Amal, do you have a 3 pick? Would that be one?
I do not. Still early.
Still early in the day for you.
Amal's
still sleeping.
Oh, you got to see what the numbers are. They might
Rams
change.
Rams by 10 in Detroit.
Yeah, that's
Detroit.
In Detroit.
But
nice.
I think Minnesota +5.5.
Yeah. Vikings +5.5.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to talk about in the world of sports? You want to talk about our Golden Knights at all, Jeffrey?
They've definitely been playing better as of late. I said that when Pacioretty came back, he would add that sort of spark on the offense that they needed, and they've certainly done so. They've had a couple of really nice shutouts. I think they won 6-0 yesterday. Was that Calgary that they played? What did they play yesterday?
I think it was.
Yeah?
San Jose.
But they also shut out Calgary a few nights earlier, 5-0. So the goaltending and the defense is obviously getting better. The team is starting to gel together better. I was never worried about this team. Too much talent, too much pride, great coaching. They'll start coming around and start moving up the ranks again.
You want to wrap up a little bit with some college ball?
Well, I mean, Ohio State taking Michigan out to the woodshed over the weekend was a beautiful thing, by the way, and it shakes things up in the playoffs. Now, who's the fourth team? It can't be Oklahoma.
Well, I think Oklahoma still gets in over my Buckeyes. By the way, it really took it to them. I was very happy to see that massacre in Columbus.
Were you surprised? Oh,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Especially against that defense.
Well, against that defense, and I thought Michigan was going to – thank you. I thought Michigan was going to have a better effort. And if they don't, you know, listen, this is a tough spot. I don't know how this team ever recovers and beats Ohio State at this point in time unless the Buckeyes beat themselves against Michigan.
And where does Harbaugh go from here? He had everything he wanted.
I said he's going to leave for the NFL.
Harbaugh is a bum.
Yep. So who's the fourth team? What about Georgia if they beat Alabama? What happens
Georgia
there?
Georgia gets in, and I
the committee's going to lose their minds if
like
that happens.
Like us and share us on Facebook, Instagram, social media, Vegas Nonstop. Find us on iTunes and Google Play and Amazon. Enable us.
Under your bed.
I want to thank Murray, the celebrity magician.
Thank you.
Saturday, December 22nd, 7 p.m., Murray's Magical Theater. Also appearing 5 nights a week, probably, at Tropicana.
Six nights
at the Laugh Factory. Janine Valentine, December 1st and 2nd at the South Point. Thank you, Kinta. Amal, thank you. You can hear Amal on BSIN Radio. And Jeffrey with a G at a fish store near you.
Exactly.
Eat well, party hard, my friends. Like us and share us. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, everybody. Like us and share us. Be nice to each other. No reasons, because there are no reasons when.